One big bowl of porridge covered with blueberries. Three thick slices of French toast covered with powdered sugar. Three large chocolate chip pancakes. Three grilled cheese and fried egg sandwiches. Two coffees. Two large ham and cheese sandwiches on thick white bread with extra mayonnaise. 1 pound of pasta with tomato sauce. Energy drink. One 16-inch pepperoni pizza. 1 pound of pasta and tomato sauce and an energy drink. The calorie count, 12,590. This list of food that I've read is the food consumption of a certain male Olympic swimmer for one day. About 5 times as many calories as an average male may consume each day. And what I'm holding in my hand in this glass jar is the equivalent of what a family living in Chad has to live on for a day. 2 adults and 2 children. And friends, when I put this food into the jar, all I had to do was go into the cupboard and have a look to see what I could find. And the way people in Chad, like Jumana and Yasmin, got theirs, as we saw, wasn't quite the same. You see, they had to dig down 2 meters into an anthill to find some food, hoping that the ants, in their own gathering, had perhaps picked up some grains. And I think it's almost unimaginable for us having to rely on ants in order to feed our families on scraps that are barely worth the effort. And yet it happens each and every day in places like Chad and in other parts of Africa and in other parts of the world. As a child, the thing I loved most about Jesus, and still do when I read the stories about his life, was that Jesus was kind. It struck me, even though that although the world in his time was a very harsh place and unforgiving and deeply divided, in the presence of Jesus, people always met kindness and love and a heart that was generous. And today, none of that has changed. I think it's quite easy for us to look at countries in Africa, for example, like Chad, and to shake our heads and say, what a mess, thinking that much of the poverty we witness was probably self-imposed and that their governments were corrupt. But it never changes the calling of Christ on us to love without condition, to have hearts that are generous and kind, to care for the poor and the frail and those who are weak. We may also think, but what can we do? And the answer is to give whatever we can. If you think about what each person received when Jesus fed the multitudes, as Cassie said, it wasn't a 3-course meal, but every single person had enough. It made a difference in their lives. Something, no matter how big or how small, is always better than nothing. Our brothers and sisters, our fellow human beings, are suffering, and we need to help if we can. The greatest command Jesus said was to love God, and the second was like it, to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. To treat people in the way that we would like to be treated. And even if we think that we don't have much, let us give what we can to alleviate the suffering of our fellow human beings and those who are in need. You know, we might not think an amount like 15 pounds goes very far in our country, but in a place like Chad, it can feed a child for up to 3 months. That's my short message for this morning. So please, when you give, give as generously as you can.